This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. The title of our khutbah today is Another Recipe for Success. And this khutbah is going to be a story, an incident that happened to a man by the name of Malik ibn Umarah. Malik ibn Umarah was a Lakhmi from Bani Lakhm. In English, they're called the Lakhmids. And he was an intelligent man, and he had an incident with Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, who would later on become the Khalifa, or one of the Umayyad Khulafa. This man, Malik ibn Umarah, he used to sit with people in al-Masjid al-Haram, near the Kaaba. And he said, we would sit, and it would be with Urwa ibn Zubayr, the son of Zubair ibn al-Awwam, and Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, and Qubaysa ibn Thu'ayb. He said, we وكنا نخوض في الفقه مرة وفي المذاكرة مرة وفي أشعار العرب وأمثال الناس. So sometimes we talk about fiqh, sometimes we talk about poetry, and they just had different kinds of conversations. But he noticed that Abdul Malik ibn Marwan was the most eloquent of the three, and the best in knowledge of the three, and the best in manners. So he became fond of him. He said, when the gathering was over, I followed Abdul Malik ibn Marwan. And at this point, Abdul Malik ibn Marwan had no relationship with the government, nor any attempts at politics. So I praised him, his speech and his eloquence and his manners. So he looked at me and said, Ya Umarah, in ta'ish yaseeran, satara al-a'naqa ilayya ma'ila. والآمال نحو سامية. He said, Ya Umarah, in a short while, meaning if you live a little, in a short period of time, you will see, basically he's telling him, I'm going to become the Khalifa. He has nothing to do with the Khilafah at the moment, but he's telling him, if you live long enough, you're going to see that I'm going to become the Khalifa. فإن كان ذلك فلا عليك أن تجعلني لرجائك بابا ولآمالك ذريعة. He says, if that's the case, basically, come to me and I will help you with whatever you need. If I become the Khalifa, come to me and I'll help you with whatever you need. He said, فَوَاللَّهِ لَأَمْلَأَنَّ يَدَيْكَ غِبْطَةً. He said, wallahi, I will fill your hands, الغبط هو يعني حسن الحال. Or specifically, he's saying, I'm going to give you what pleases you. وَلَأَكْسُوَنَّكَ نِعْمَةً سَابِغَةً. He said, I'm going to give you from all kinds of good. He says, then the days and years passed, and he became the Khalifa. And then more years passed, and Umarah says, I remembered what Abdul Malik ibn Marwan said to me in the shade of the Kaaba. So I said, وَاللَّهِ لَأَسِيرَنَّ إِلَيْهِ وَلَأَرَيَنَّ مَا يَصْنَعُ. He said, I'm going to go to him and see what he's going to do. So I started to head out towards Al-Sham. And he says, I arrived on a Friday while he was on the minbar giving the khutbah, because he's the Khalifa. So I made myself visible to him. When he saw me, he turned away. And he didn't recognize me, he didn't smile or anything, he turned away from me. So I thought maybe he didn't recognize me. And then the prayer finished and he left. And people began to disperse. And then a little while later, and no time passed, barely any time passed, when a guard comes out and he says, where is Umarah ibn Malik? And he took me in to the Khalifa and he extended his hand. And he says, إِنَّكَ تَرَأَيْتَ لِي فِي مَوْضِعٍ لَا يَجُوزُ فِيهِ إِلَّا مَا رَأَيْتَ. He says, you made yourself visible to me at a time or in a position where the only appropriate reaction is the one that I gave. فَأَمَّا الْآنَ مرحباً وأهلاً. He says, as for now, welcome. And he starts to welcome him. And then he tells him, كيف كنت بعدي? What happened to you after we separated or parted ways. So he welcomes him, and then he says, Ya Ghulam, he tells one of the servants, Anzilhu daran, give him a room to stay in. وَأَكْرِمْهُ وَأَعْطِيهِ وَجْعَلْهُ مِنْ خَاصَّةِ خَوَاصِي. So he tells him to honor him and to give him a place to stay and to make him close to me and from my close circles, always near to me. So Umar ibn Malik says, I stayed with him for 20 nights, and every night or every day I would have lunch and dinner with him. And after the 20 nights, I wanted to leave, so he gave me 20,000 dinars and 200,000 silver dirhams and 100 camels loaded with gifts. And he gave me clothing and he gave me many things. And then he said, Ya Umara, Aturani qad mala'tu yadayka ghibta. He says, do you see that I filled your hands with what pleases you? So I smiled and said, Ya Subhanallah, awa tadhkuru ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. He said, you remember that day when you said that, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? He says, Na'am, yes. Wallahi la khayra fi man nasiya ma wa'ada wa yadhkuru ma aw'ad. So he says, wallahi, there is no good in the ones who forget their wa'ad. Al-wa'ad is a promise of good. They forget their promise of good and they only remember their threats. Al-wa'id here, aw aw'ada, yani the promise of threat or to do something bad. He said, there's no good in someone who forgets his promises of good and only remembers his threats and promises of doing something bad. So he says, كم لهذا الأمر يا عمارة. How long has this been since we had that talk, يا عمارة? He says, he answered him, والله لكأنما كان بالأمس وإنه لدهر طويل. He said, it was as if it were yesterday, but it was a long time ago. So then Abdul Malik ibn Marwan tells him, والله ما كان ذلك من خبر سمعناه ولا عن حديث كتبناه ولا عن أثر رويناه. He said, me telling you that I'm going to become the Khalifa is not from anything, a hadith or a speech someone told me, or a narration, or like a saying, or repeating someone's phrase. No one came and told me you're going to become the Khalifa. That's what he's saying. غير أني عقلت أمورا في أيام الحداثة, يعني أيام الشباب. He says, except that I recognized certain things when I was a young man. رجوت بها أن يرفع الله بها ذكري ويرفع قدري. So with these things, I hoped and I expected that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise my mention, my name, and will raise my rank. So he tells him, Umara asks him, so what are they, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? So now he's giving us his recipe for success, which is what this khutbah is about. He said, كنت لا أشاري ولا أماري. لا أشاري, يعني I don't look for الشر, the evil or the bad. I don't seek out bad, not in stories, not in events. I don't look out for bad. I don't start with it. I don't go towards it. ولا أماري, المراء هو الجدل, يعني. So I would not argue with anyone. So never seek out evil, never chase after it, never try to follow its news, and I would never argue with people. ولا أهتك سترا ستره الله دوني. And I will not search, investigate, look for faults, or go into what doesn't concern me. Anything Allah put a barrier or a veil between me and it, I never try to research it or look into it or investigate or get into other people's business or embarrassing people or rumors about people. ولا أرتكب محرما حضره الله علي. يعني I stay away from sins as much as I can, in public and in private. I do my best to not disobey my Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا حَسَدْتُ وَلَا بَغَيْتُ. I had never had envy towards anyone and I never oppressed anyone. وَكُنْتُ فِي قَوْمِي كَوَاسِطَةِ الْقِلَادَةِ. And he's giving an example here, a parable or a metaphor. He's saying, I was in my people like the central jewel, which means I always gathered my people. I didn't allow them to separate, always make amends between people, always kept my tribe and my people together, always making peace between people. وَكُنْتُ أُكْرِمُ جَلِيسِي وَإِنْ كَانَ ذَمِيمًا. And I would honor whoever I'm sitting with, even if he's not worthy of that. وَأَرْفَعُ الْأَدَبُ وَأُكْرِمُ الثِّقَةُ. So he says, I always have the best and most refined manners. And if someone is like a trustworthy and a respectable individual, I will honor him even more. وَأُدَارِ السَّفِيهِ, the one who is ignorant or not that intelligent, I would just let it go, let it slide. وَأَرْحَمُ الضَّعِيفِ, and I have mercy on the weak. فَبِذَٰلِكَ رَفَعَ اللَّهُ قَدْرِي, and with that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised my rank. وَنَشَرَ ذِكْرِي, and spread my mention. ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا عُمَارَ خُذْ أُهْبَتَكْ وَمْضِي رَاشِدًا. So then he said, يَا عُمَارَ, take your gift and go back to your family. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من جميع الذنوب فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. Indeed, those who ask for his forgiveness shall prosper. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. So how about this formula then? تقوى and أدب and علم, refined manners and knowledge, staying away from sins as much as possible to reach your goal. Getting near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible to reach your goal. And we wanted to present this recipe for success, because it's different and it's another recipe for success. And many of us have tried life coaches and goal setting and motivational speakers and self-help and all kinds of things, and sometimes to no avail or with little progress. But this recipe doesn't need much explanation. Many times your success in this dunya and in this life is linked to your relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you've tried everything and nothing has worked, try this. Try your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. Also linked to your behavior and your treatment of others, as Abdul Malik ibn Marwan put so much effort, and he was so confident that he was telling him in a few years this will happen, and is even promising to do good for him in the near future. With that, we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us of those who hear the truth as clear truth and follow the best of it, and recognize falsehood as clear falsehood and abstain from it. فاللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا. فاللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا سميع الدعاء. وصلى اللهم وبارك عن مبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله. So I'm going to read the announcements while I'm up here. Number one, a reminder to continue donating to the masjid here or online at themasjid.org. Our weekly classes will be as usual, Sheikh Waleed on